Improving access to technology and the internet is one of the many roles of the Universal Service Fund, USF. This with a view of creating a digitally connected Jamaica. To ensure that every citizen is able to use the technology effectively, a core component of the USF's activities is training. Stay with us for the next few minutes to learn how 1,000 young Jamaicans will be equipped with information and communication technology ICT skills through the USF's Technology Advancement Program TAP. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. For the next 12 months, approximately 1,000 young Jamaicans from across the island aged 18 to 35 will be equipped with ICT skills and practical work experience in the information technology field. This through the Universal Service Fund USF's Technology Advancement Program TAP. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says TAP was created to empower unattached young Jamaicans to take advantage of Jamaica's growing ICT sector.
We need to ensure that as part of the government's general trust to build out a knowledge-based digital society, that we have to develop a level of competence in our young people to embrace and capitalize on these opportunities.
TAP participants will be exposed to a wide variety of skills through training conducted by instructors from the Caribbean Maritime University.
You will be taught skills in basic ICT skills, of course, Microsoft and all that stuff. But also you'll be exposed to digitization, data collection, and in some instances, persons that are so equipped will be able to do some of the proofing once you have done the digitization. Within government alone, we have so much documents that needs to be digitized. In fact, it ties into the general thrust of the government to ensure that we build out this knowledge-based digital society.
The program will also help to solve Jamaica's youth unemployment issue, Dr. Wheatley says, by teaching participants how to create their own opportunities.
And so, after they have graduated from this program, they should be equipped to go out there and get their own jobs. And that is why I'm pleased with the partnership with the Caribbean Maritime University, that they will be dealing with the training component. Now, it's not about just training. You will be getting a certificate from the Caribbean Maritime University.
TAP will utilize Community Access Points, CAPS, set up by the Universal Service Fund, USF, across the island.
We are going to utilize the Community Access Points. And so your lecturers from the CMU will make themselves available at these Community Access Points to roll out the training component. So whether in Montego Bay or Portland, we will ensure that they're a strategic location. In fact, the CMU, you have a number of campuses all over. So again, we utilize those campuses, but also we will ensure that where there's no campus, we utilize a community access point.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley. Meanwhile, Chairman of the USF, Robert Lawrence, says TAP is yet another step in USF's journey towards helping Jamaica to bridge the digital gap.
It is so important for us to bridge this great information divide. Doing so will unlock a world of opportunities for Jamaicans from all walks of life and can help boost and foster economic growth and development at the micro and macro level. You know, we're not alone in this.
If you are interested in being a part of the Technology Advancement Program TAP, contact the Universal Service Fund at 926-1727 for more information. And to find out more about the fund's activities, you can visit usf.gov.jm.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.